Here you have a screenshot of the Child Adolescent Full Assessment Clinical Formulation, which is housed on page 16. So if you reference your DSM-5, you will see that Sarah's symptoms and behaviors documented here do support the necessary criteria required for oppositional defiant disorder, as well as unspecified depressive disorder. It is very important to always utilize the DSM-5 to ensure that all criteria is met for each diagnosis. The functional impairment statement reads, "These oppositional defiant and depressive symptoms and behaviors are causing clinically significant impairment at home and school by impairing her ability to form healthy relationships with adults and peers and jeopardizing her school placement." So take a moment to read the rest of the information under the clinical formulation. And ask yourself, do you agree that the information documented here supports the oppositional defiant disorder diagnosis and unspecified depressive disorder diagnosis? And also, is the functional impairment clearly stated and clear